Poland's Senate has backed a law regulating public expressions about the mass killings of millions of Jews and others the Nazis didn't like during the Second World War. But the legislation on Holocaust speech has sparked a diplomatic dispute with Israel and demands from the United States for a reconsideration of the bill because it is seen as threatening freedom of speech. The law, proposed by Poland's ruling Eurosceptic Conservative Party, calls for up to 3 years imprisonment for any intentional attempt to falsely attribute the crimes of Nazi Germany to the Polish state or people. It exempts artistic and research work. Saying the bill defends Poland's good name, the senators voted early Thursday, 57-23, to back the bill with two abstentions. It was already approved by the lower house last week. To become law, the bill still requires approval from the president, who supports it. Israel's foreign ministry has warned that Israel opposes categorically the vote in the Polish Senate and that it views with utmost gravity any attempt to challenge historical truth. No law, it added, will change the facts. Israel sees the move as an attempt to whitewash the role some Poles played in the killing of Jews during World War II. Several rights activists and historians also worry that it could be used to stifle research and debate. Supporters of the bill claim that the legislation is in response to cases in recent years of foreign media using the expression Polish death camps to describe Auschwitz and other Nazi-run camps. Former US President Barack Obama used the phrase in 2012, prompting outrage in Poland. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.